Hey booers, it's Salwa here. Just booing with a little thought and wondered if anybody, VI parents, friends of VI parents, disabled parents in general, or just parents, had experienced anything like this or know anybody that's experienced anything like this. I was blindling my merry way to a mum and baby group, and on the way I decided to go to Tesco because I suddenly realised that Alice needed some more food because she was demanding more food. So I thought, okay, I'll stop at the Tesco's where I know roughly where it is, but never quite been able to find it. So I bumbled around and faffed about a bit and managed to get within a couple of yards of the shop door, but didn't quite find it. So somebody came over and helped me, and I was like, great, this is good. Always good to have somebody nice to help you across the road and help you do your Tesco shopping or whatever. Oh, big road. Pause. Be right back. So I've crossed it, and I'm still alive, and so is Alice, so it's always good. Anyway, back to the plot. So, nice person comes over to help blind mummy with baby and back carrier, who's blundering about like a fool, looking quite lost. So, blindy mummy thinks, great, this is fab. And then blindy mummy gets into a conversation with nice, helpful civilian, whereupon nice, helpful civilian says something along the lines of the following. Oh, won't it be amazing when your daughter grows up? Because she can watch out for you and guide you around. And I did a double take. My immediate response was to say something like, well, yeah, I've got a collar and lead at home, hanging up, ready. And the guy laughed. I went on my merry way and didn't really think about it. And then after my Tesco shop had finished, I went bumbling off to the venue where I was to meet my mates. and then somebody else, I don't think I was bumbling this time, actually. I think I was just kind of walking, as I am now, a bit more confidently because I know where I'm going. And I thought, okay, fine, whatever. And then somebody else said something similar, like, oh, you're watching out for your mummy, looking at Alice. And I thought, do people really think that Alice, my little girl, oh, sweetheart, choke up chicken, who I've been changing nappies and basically been caring for the past 16 months, is going to be my eyes, carer, stroke, guide dog in human form for the duration of her young and adult life. And that this possibly was the reason why I might have had said child in the first place. And the thought of that utterly appalled and sickened me to ridiculous extent, because I thought, A, how dare somebody assume this, and B, how horrible that must be for the poor child. And if so many people think this, you know, how do I begin to undo the damage that people have created in the